Hey everybody, this is Scotty, and before we start the show, I just want to say there's a lot going on in the world right now. In the imagined neighborhood, we often have to use our imaginations to think about how someone else might feel. And that can be hard, but it's a very important superpower called empathy. And right now in America and all over the world, a lot of people are hurting. And it can be hard to imagine what that might feel like. But by using our empathy superpower, we can start to grow and understand each other better. And that is a great first step toward making progress. I know you have empathy inside of you, and now it's time to start practicing it. We are working on an episode to help grown-ups and kids talk about race and justice, and that should be ready later this week. But in the meantime, if you'd like some help starting these very, very important conversations with your children, head over to imagineneighborhood.org/blog, and we've got some more resources for you. The Imagine Neighborhood is a place where everybody is welcome. It doesn't matter what you look like, where your family is from, what color your hair, skin, or eyes are. It doesn't matter how much money you have, or whether, or where you pray. Everybody is welcome. There are people protesting right now, and they want to make your neighborhood more like the Imagine Neighborhood. Let's work together to make all of our neighborhoods places where everybody is welcome. Thanks for listening. Be kind to each other, and don't be afraid to talk about difficult things. I know you can do it. Okay, on with the show. Hey everybody, it's Music Day here in the Imagine Neighborhood. I want to say thank you so much to everybody who's been sending in answers to our questions. We'll have a few of those at the end of the episode. But first, we're going to dive in deeper on this week's story with Mr. Music Man, Lindsey Jones. Welcome back to the Imagine Neighborhood, Lindsey. What are you in the neighborhood for today?
Hello. Well, you know, you heard about that carnival last week. Didn't go quite as well as we thought it would.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Oh, man, what a mess. So there's this crew and they're cleaning up the whole mess over on the fairgrounds. I don't know if you heard this, but the carousel broke. Did you hear this story?
Like, I did not hear this.
This is unbelievable. The carousel broke. You know, usually it plays Pop Goes the Weasel. And so it's like... And so what's happening is they're all like, Pop Goes the Weasel! Pop Goes the Weasel! Like, it just doesn't end. So they finally called me and they were like, just play something else, any other song, please. So I came.
Nice.
Oh, but you know what, though? I heard you guys had some funnel cake over here, which I love, so I thought I'd come over.
Yeah, we do. It's in the deep fryer right now. It's been funneled and is now frying.
Ooh.
Should be ready in a couple minutes, but while we wait, do you mind if we talk about music a little bit?
Oh, my gosh, anytime, sure.
Yeah, all right. So in this week's episode, we had a pretty big problem to solve. The carnival that we went to, it turned out to be part of a giant machine to collect bad vibes, and I fell through a trapdoor. You know how it goes.
Oh, that's terrible. How's your head? Did it hurt?
It's fine.
Pop Goes the Weasel!
I still get a little stuck sometimes, but I'll be okay. Anyway, to solve this really big problem, Count Vacula and I, we had to put together a lot of our problem-solving strategies that we've been talking about for the last 6 weeks, like if-then and switcheroo and a whole bunch of other stuff. We had to put them all together. So the question that I had for you is, I wanted to know if you've ever had to make a piece of music that was really complicated, and it was so complicated that you needed like a few different approaches to kind of put the whole thing together.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, here's the thing, Scotty. Sometimes you have to put together music like it's a puzzle. You know, each instrument is its own piece of the puzzle, and you use it like a different strategy or idea. You can have each musical instrument playing a different melody or rhythm or style, and then it's really neat. We can make all those pieces fit together into music.
That is so cool. And you've, I'm assuming, brought a piece of music for us where you can use the different strategies to make it all together, right?
Yeah. So listen to this. I've got this thing now. You're going to hear each instrument is in there as kind of a strategy to set up a different piece of the puzzle. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, so when it starts, you've got this drone. And then you start hearing this rhythm right at the beginning. It creates this tension. And then the cello starts playing this melody, and it's just nervous little spurts. Like it's waiting for something big to happen. This big booming bass line adds this tension and also some depth. You can hear it kind of goes boo, and then it sort of plays along with the cello. Now we've got this piano playing these dissonant notes. Kind of remember those?
Yeah, dissonance. Those are the notes that they sound like they shouldn't go together, like they're kind of pushing up against each other.
And now we've put all of these different pieces of the puzzle together, and then it doesn't sound exactly like a song you'd expect to go, but once you play them all at the same time, you can see how well they fit together.
They're all playing these different rhythms, and some of the instruments are up very high and some are very low, and some feel dissonant and some don't, and you've built them all up so that by the end they're all kind of telling this story together. That is so cool, Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks.
And I love how each of the instruments is it's cool on its own, right? They like that bass sound is amazing, but then you put them all together and it kind of becomes something bigger.
Yeah, you know, when a bunch of different instruments play together, they make up something that we call an ensemble. That's a group of musicians, like an orchestra or a band.
And when lots of those pieces fit together really well in an ensemble, it can feel like this whole magical thing that they've created something new together.
Exactly. And now that we've built up all the pieces, we put them together. It doesn't exactly sound like you'd expect a song to go, but then once they all play at the same time, you can see how well they all fit together.
It's like trying out a bunch of different ideas and then, you know, they don't really come to life until they're all mixed together.
That's right.
That is so cool, Lindsay. Thanks for talking to us about it.
Oh, no problem. Hey, you know, I was going to say, I'm going to be on my summer vacation soon. And so I know listeners will probably have a little bit of time to think. I was wondering, maybe they could write in and tell us how they could put together a few different ideas to solve a big problem.
That is such a cool idea. Listeners, if you have a big problem that you want to try to solve, you can write in and tell us all the different ideas you had to put together to solve it.
Oh, or, okay, wait. Maybe they could send us a picture that they drew. I'd love to see your art, everybody.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, we've got on our website, imagineneighborhood.org, we have an infinite refrigerator where we can put all the drawings that everybody makes up on it. So if the grownups want to go to imagineneighborhood.org, they'll see the infinite refrigerator and they can find out how to send us in the drawings.
Wow, that sounds great.
Oh, and hey, before I go get the funnel cake out of the fryer, we got a few silly words from our listeners.
Oh, great. I would love to hear about your silly words. Let's see if anybody has anything as silly as Sacramento.
There's some great ones in here. Mia from Oregon says, hard drive. And Ozzy from Seattle says, Kitsap.
Nice.
Which is a place near Seattle. So.
Oh, Kim from Toronto says, dog.
That's good. That sounds a lot like ding dang. What did you have? Ding dang doodly?
Ding dangery. Yes, I believe that's it. Ding dang or ding dangery when you, there's the past tense of ding dang.
thanks so much, Lindsay. These are great.
I'm sad. I love them.
Oh, hey, Lindsay, the funnel cake is done. Do you want to go get a scoop?
Yeah, let's go.
Perfect. Let's go do it. We've got a whole toppings bar. So if we have a problem of a boring funnel cake, we can add, you know, jelly or honey or powdered sugar and stuff. And that would, all those things that we try would solve the problem of a boring funnel cake.
It would, but Scotty, let's be honest. There's no such thing as a boring funnel cake.
You speak the truth. Listeners, we're going to go get some funnel cake. And while we're doing that, you can tell us about some big problems that you've solved or send us some pictures. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.